All right, so my name is Patrick Haggard. I started the Grains Junior Makers, almost 3 years ago, largely because I found that my son was having plenty of time for soccer and, you know, after school sports, and was having plenty of time for, you know, Kumon and, you know, playing and all that kind of stuff, but didn't really have time to tinker. Let me ask real quick, how many people here have taken apart one of your parents' favorite devices when you were a kid? Just took the whole thing apart. Okay. All right, so now swap, everyone who didn't. All right, so Father's Day's coming up, gotta go home. Tear something apart, Dad will think it's adorable. So Grains Junior Makers is basically a parent and kid activity once a month, 2 hours a month. We meet in an old barn out Pittsfield Union Grange, and we conduct builds. We do, the idea is that you're learning how to own the things, the products that that, you know, nowadays it seems like it's just a consumer thing, right? Where you just, you buy something, you use it, and then when its time is done and Apple tells you to get a new one, you throw it away and get a new one. But no, what you gotta do is make things. The maker movement is all about owning that stuff that we buy, you know, and tearing it apart and finding new uses for it. And so we have a build. Every third Saturday, 2 hours, there's a project that I mostly have a prototype for sometimes. But the idea, again, it's a making project. Because if you've ever been to Lowe's, they have like those kids' projects where, you know, it comes in a little bag and you glue it together and you're done. That's assembly. We're really trying to create makers, you know, who you take a project and you mostly get it done in those 2 hours, and then you take it home and you improve it. You think about, how can I change this thing? And so another part of the making is also the wrecking. We tear things apart. VCRs are great sources of raw materials. They got motors, they got, a DVD player's got a laser in it. It's got a laser in it, man. All you need is a shark and you're all set. But it's about thinking. You think about the things. You don't just pick it up and click the button and put it on your thing. You look at it and go, I wonder why, I wonder how, yeah. And so that's what it's about. And we do it together. It's a whole family project. So it's not one of those, you know, take the kid, dump them off, come back in 2 hours while you have your latte. No, this is a family thing with the goal that you all have that experience and you go home and you try it and you play around with it and you try to make it better. And so a lot of our kids have grown in the program. They've made different kinds of projects. We got a little girl here who built a speaker out of magnets and paper plates, which worked incredibly. Man, that thing really worked. Really cool. I got a boot rack here, you know, for gloves, and you put it on a register, and, like, you know, you made that. And the one family, they were like, well, that's a little small. There's like four of us. I'm like, build a bigger one. And they did. It was really cool. And then you share what you learn. We've got here on the right a young lady who started, I think, in middle school, and now she's in high school. I can't do the math. But she started, now she's helping out. And then you got to, if you notice here, the kids are making notes and planning, because we don't have all of our projects, most of our projects planned out. Generally, the project is there to make, and then you take it home. Some instances, like our next meeting this Saturday, we're building projects to show off at the Mini Maker Fair. So if you see here, we're at the actual Henry Ford Maker Fair. We did, if you saw earlier, there was a bicycle that had been taken apart. We turned it into a giant hand-cranked airplane launcher. Some of those airplanes went like 40 yards. It was really cool. A big xylophone, wooden xylophone. Had some real impresarios come up and make some really cool music with that thing. And then, of course, you know, we won a sticker, or we won a ribbon, you know, at the Mini Maker Fair. That was pretty cool. So anyway, like I said, we meet once a month, third Saturday, 2 hours. We have a project, we make the project, it's totally free. We got a grant from Ann Arbor Soup, that's where this presentation came from, to buy, you know, more and more materials, and we're, you know, working on the sponsors for the next, you know, six months to a year. But it's a really great program. We're gonna do our first Arduino project either June or July. We're gonna make a heart rate monitor. I mean, come on, you know, how cool is that? So then as far as the JavaScript connection, Brian's got the JavaScript robots coming up. There are toolkits, and there are, if you've heard of Arduino, there are platforms, microprocessor platforms, that actually use JavaScript as their native language to, you know, make things, to redesign the things that you already have, to tear apart the things, preferably with your kids or, you know, nieces and nephews, if that's what you got, to make something and really look at what you've been using differently in a way that, hey, I own this thing, I can do really cool stuff with it. Thank you.